Introduction. Some men are loud and boisterous and get a lot of attention in how they do what they do. Other men quietly get the job done and turn out to be foundational without all the hubbub. The minor prophet Micah is tough as nails, but doesn't draw the attention to himself that rightly goes to God and his good work. Micah and Isaiah prophesied together during terribly trying times for God's people, when the mightiest army of the day stood on Jerusalem's doorstep and demanded surrender. Micah smiled in the face of all their might, for he trusted in God to do what only he could do to rescue the people. Leadership listened to God, and the city was saved. But Micah's faithful words would echo again, not long after his death, just before the fall of Jerusalem to Babylon. The leadership in those days was deaf to God's word. Who you listen to makes a difference. Micah's message ran counter to the cultural winds of the day. The people of Jerusalem felt safe that God would never give the city, and certainly not the temple, over to the enemies of God as a result of their rejection of his word and his ways. They couldn't be bothered with men like Micah, who were to them party poopers and buzzkills. But God's message in Micah spoke directly to that stiff-necked and overconfident people, and his words resonate in our own day as well. This study is drawn from the chapter in the book, The 12, that is devoted to Micah. Each week will include Bible reading in Micah, and then in the study you have here. Some weeks are more Bible reading than study, and some are more study than Bible reading. We'll try to balance that out so there's no overload. Make sure you read the selected chapters in Micah before the study so that it all makes sense. A key feature of this study is our No Wrong Answers discussion questions. You do not need to have prior knowledge of the minor prophets to journey with them in our studies. These 12 books are among the least known books of the Bible for many Christians. No worries. We will focus on the most important thing. What God is saying to us today through these awesome prophets. So read through and jot your thoughts down if you'd like, but come to your group ready to talk about and discuss how Micah's message speaks to you today. The study is broken up into sections so that discussion can happen all during your group time and not just at the end. This is an easy way to come close to the minor prophets and hear God's voice in them as followers of Christ. Group leaders can facilitate discussion, but no prep is required for this study. Micah is the turning point in the minor prophets as the direction shifts more and more to what God was working towards in the future for his people, for all who would seek him, in fact. Jesus the Messiah, his coming, and his mission to save are in Micah's view. His strong words are hopeful to all who will hear, not only in his day, but in ours as well. God bless you as you spend time with the mighty Micah. Let his words encourage and strengthen you to greater faith in Christ.